This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It was a bit late, a month late, technically, due to the shutdown, but we got our hands on economic growth figures for the fourth quarter this morning. October through New Year's, gross domestic product grew at a 2.6% annualized rate for the full year, just shy of 3%, which led to Larry Kudlow, as he often does, the president's chief economic advisor, by the way, led to him showing up on CNBC saying this.
The policies we put in place on these lower tax rates and deregulation and, you know, China trade, USMCA, we haven't talked about Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. There's a historic agreement there that's going to be great for business and economic growth and jobs. These policies are working. So I'm going to say 3% 2018, and I'm going to say 3% 2019, and 3% as far as the eye can see. I'm sure we'll revisit that at some point.
Revisiting perhaps sooner rather than later because Mr. Kudlow's predictions are not universally shared, I had the economic growth conversation with former Fed Chair Janet Yellen when we sat down last week.
You know, we had a period of remarkable growth in 2018, or probably around 3%. That just isn't sustainable.
It's so funny that you say 3% is remarkable growth because that for years was the norm.
That was the norm, but we're in a world of both slow labor force growth and low productivity growth, and probably a sustainable pace of growth in the U.S. economy is around 2 or possibly even a little under.
Might not sound like much, but that difference between 2% or a little less and the White House's 3% has some big implications, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
With GDP growth at 2.6%, the economy was still running pretty hot as we closed out 2018. The dawn of 2019 hasn't been quite so rosy, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Growth is weakening from the sugar high burst it got early last year from the tax cuts.
So the best of recent economic times, we've already had them.
2018 growth was the high watermark for the Trump administration.
Zandi pegs the long-run sustainable growth rate of the economy at around 2%. And why does this matter? Well, to start with, slower growth means less revenue coming in from taxpayers, which could drive up annual deficits. And that's as the deficit has risen sharply, due in part to the 2017 tax cuts, says Mark Goldwein at the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
2% year-over-year growth just isn't going to be enough, certainly to keep our debt under control.
Though he says even if we managed to repeat last year's nearly 3% growth rate, it still wouldn't be enough.
You'd need something like 4 or 5% real annual growth to stabilize our debt over the next couple of decades, and that's just not realistic.
Not realistic because of structural changes to the economy, like an aging population with fewer working-age adults. Which brings us to another implication of slower GDP growth. Middle-class Americans won't see living standards rise as much. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.